United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Roger Bowman, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature program produced for Savings Bonds and presented by this station as a public service. For a moment, friends, think of your future, your family's future. Why not plan now to make it a secure future through the regular purchase of the world's finest, safest investment, United States Savings Bonds? Today's guest is that lovely star of motion pictures, Miss Jane Wyatt. She will appear in a sketch written especially for this program, immediately following the opening selection by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, a Sosnick arrangement of Hallelujah. Friends, our special guest. She's featured in a short drama by Harry Lawrence, The Gift of Life. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jane Wyatt.
I was driving south on Davis Street when this girl hails me. I put my foot on the brake pedal and angled over to the curb. Her hands were shaking and her face was white. She had trouble getting into the cab. What's the matter, lady? Something wrong?
Oh, driver. Driver, take me to a hospital. A maternity hospital.
Yeah? Which one?
The nearest one. Please.
Okay, lady. West Side Maternity. Here we come.
Oh, nurse. Nurse.
Yes, miss?
My baby. Is it a girl or a boy?
It's a boy.
Oh. May I see him?
Not now. Pretty soon.
Oh, nurse, I want my baby. I want to see my baby.
This the room where Doris Munson is?
Yes. Are you her husband?
No, I'm the cab driver who brought her here. How is she?
Oh, she'll be all right, but she's frightened and worried.
No wonder she's worried. She didn't even have cab fare to get here. I paid for this room. Felt kind of sorry for the kid.
Does she have any relatives or friends?
No, she says she hasn't. Her husband died 4 or 5 months ago. She hasn't got anybody.
Well, then you'd better tell her.
Me? Why should I do it?
She likes you. She spoke of you. She says you're the only friend she has. So you tell her.
Well, okay. But I'll do it my own way, see?
I'm sure your way will be the right way. Go on in.
Okay. Okay.
I'm I'm sorry I didn't have the cab fare.
Ah, forget it, kid. I just came to see how you are.
I'm all right. But I want to see my baby. Tell them to let me see him, please.
Look, I want to tell you something, kid. Another lady had a baby about the same time you did, a rich lady.
But what has that got to do with my baby?
Well, here's what they told me. This rich lady is very delicate, see? She's frail, and she had her baby, and, well, her baby was born blind.
Oh.
Now, she doesn't know it. She's so weak that, well, they're afraid to tell her. When she finds out, the shock might kill her.
Oh, how terrible.
She keeps asking for a baby. She wants to see it.
I know. I want to see my baby, too.
Yeah. Here's this woman, a sweet, kind lady with all the money in the world. Now, your child...
My child? Yes.
Well, right now, you're not doing so good. Your kid may have a tough time of it till you get back on your feet. Now, if you'd only let her take it for a year or so, just to ease the shock for her.
No. You want me to give up my baby? To give it to her? No, no.
No, no, not give it to her for keeps, kid. Just loan it to her for a little while.
No. Oh, please, I won't listen it. It's not fair to ask me to give up my baby even for a little while.
Well, I know how you feel, but this wealthy lady, she...
Oh, this wealthy lady. With all her money, I'm richer than she is. My baby can see, and it's mine. Mine. Nobody can take it from me.
Sure, sure. It's your baby, and you're the only one who can decide what to do.
Oh, I'll get along somehow. I'll find work. I'll do anything to keep my baby.
Well, if you can, that's fine. But you just ask yourself if maybe you're not being a little selfish in depriving your kid of the things that you may not be able to give him for that first year.
Selfish? Could I be called selfish for wanting to keep my own baby?
That I wouldn't know.
I wish you hadn't said that about me being selfish. Will you give me 5 minutes to think it over?
Sure, kid. Think it over.
5 minutes to make a decision that I'll have to live with all the rest of my life.
All right, kid, what's the answer?
This wealthy woman, is she kind and gentle?
That's what they told me. Young, too. About, well, maybe a year older than you.
Who is she?
I didn't say. It's better not to know.
And as her son, he'd have every advantage, wouldn't he?
Sure, he would. Care, money, everything.
Could I, just once in a while, could I see him?
No, they say it's easier when you don't.
Oh, I suppose so. I wonder if his hair is curly like his father's. I wonder if his eyes are blue. I wonder... Oh, you're right. It's better not to know. Please, please tell me. Am I doing the right thing?
Believe me, kid, you are. I know you are.
If I kept him now, all my life I'd reproach myself for being selfish. All right. Go on, before I change my mind. Go on, tell them that now she has two babies. One that is blind and one that can see.
Okay, kid, I'll tell them.
But please, please make it plain to them. I'm to have him back in a year. Now, please go now. I don't want you to see me crying. I shouldn't cry. For my son's sake, I should be happy. Happy, happy.
Well, nurse, I did it. I told her.
Yes, I heard what you told her. She agreed?
Yeah, she agreed. She's crying, but she's happy. Because she knows she did the right thing. Now, how long will it take to make that baby see again?
1 year.
Good. Now we'll never have to tell this girl that her baby was the one that was blind.
Agent James Bond. We'll bring you back to our microphone in a few minutes. Now here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with a famous Ziegfeld Follies hit, A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. Thank you, Harry. And now, once again, our guest star with a message of interest to everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jane Wyatt.
For a moment or two, I would like to address myself to the parents in our audience. Those of you who have growing children know just how important it is that they have the finest possible education. In these days of high competition in virtually every field, a youngster starting on his own needs every education advantage. Now, here's a suggestion. While your child is young is the time to start saving for that college tuition. And the very best way I know of to make certain the funds will be available when the time comes is to put those savings into a safe, profitable investment. Obviously, the best such investment is United States savings bonds. They're guaranteed by your government, and they grow in value year in and year out, paying you back $4 at maturity for every $3 of your original investment. So, for the future of your children, start an education fund now in United States savings bonds. Goodbye, and thank you for having me on your program.
You've been listening to the United States Savings Bonds Guest Star Program, a transcribed feature presented by the station each week at this time as a public service. Today it was our good fortune to have the lovely star of motion pictures, Miss Jane Wyatt, as our guest. Assisting her in the drama were Jack Webb and Barbara Fuller. The play was directed by Louis Graff. Harry Sosnick conducted the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Next week, we'll feature another fine star and more good music, so be sure to join us. Meanwhile, this is Roger Bowman saying goodbye with a suggestion that the sure way to save is the automatic way. Buy savings bonds automatically through the part payments payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond a month plan at your bank.